Over this past week, I went on a hiking trip, with Father Christino. And those of you who know Father Christino know that he's a very avid hiker. I am not. And so you have an idea of the challenge that was set up for me. Trying to scale the heights of Mount Rundle, I failed. But on the second day, Father Christino, taking mercy upon me, decided to scale a little easier mountain. And yet at the same time, I found myself out of breath, struggling to get to the top. I eventually got there through his encouragement. All of us are familiar with the kinds of obstacles that lie in our way, the kinds of things that prevent us from getting where we would really like to be. We might think of those obstacles in terms of the obstacles we find at work, perhaps, or maybe those personal obstacles that prevent us from reaching that imagined acme of achievement that we would like to come to. We might also think just in terms of our faith, the many different things that prevent us from coming and arriving at that sanctity for which we thirst, that achievement, not merely personal achievement, not merely work achievement, but a life's achievement. Those things that hold us back, that keep us from becoming the person that we were meant to be, the person that God Himself made us to be, that person who is meant to live in the beatitude, the happiness of that utter satisfaction of living with Almighty God. Whether it is some kind of addiction that we might be subject to, or some kind of pull of our lower nature, whether it's gluttony or lust, whether it's some kind of selfishness, or some order of pride within ourselves that holds us back from that life which God desires to give to us. Jesus speaks to us particularly in today's gospel. The Lord addresses us. Look at this man, Peter. This man, Peter, who is, of course, the great patron of your parish here. But he is also a broken man. He has his faults. We know from some of the gospel stories that he could be strong-willed, strong-headed. And here he is on the boat, once again, crying out to the Lord, "If it is you, Lord, walking upon this water, call to me and ask me to come out." And so the Lord does. "Come," says the Lord, "come to me." The Lord, in walking on the water, manifests himself. He shows himself not only to the apostles, but he shows himself to us as one who has power, power over the waves, and when he gets into the boat eventually, power even over the wind. He has power over the great elements of the earth. And for any Jewish person looking at this gospel in Jesus' day, they would be utterly amazed. Utterly amazed with that same awe that the disciples have when Jesus gets into the boat. They would have declared, "This is the Son of God," because he has this great power over the elements. That same great power which Almighty God proclaims in the very beginning of the Bible when he calls out to creation, "Let it be," and there it is. Only God can have this kind of power over the natural elements. Only God can make this water able to support the weight of a human person. But the amazing thing is that this God, this almighty and all-powerful God, invites Peter out onto the waves, invites him to share in that same power, invites him to come out across the water to take that first daring step and walk towards him. Sure enough, the waves support his weight. He was walking out towards the Lord. He is sharing in the divine power that Jesus extends to him. That divine power, my dear friends, is not something just reserved for St. Peter. That divine power is reserved for each and every one of us. The Lord is inviting not simply St. Peter to walk out across the waters, to walk across the obstacles of his doubt, to walk out in faith. He is inviting us. The Lord calls to us across the obstacles of our addictions, across the obstacles of our selfishness or our pride, across those annoying things which prevent us from becoming the ones that the Lord desires to share his divine life with. The Lord calls out to us to walk across the water, to do something which we think is impossible, because the Lord is the master of the impossible. The Lord is the Lord of all things. Even those very things which we think are impossible to master within our own life. They are impossible for us, but not for God. The Lord desires to transform our lives. He desires to make us like himself. From the very moment of our baptism, we were invited to this new life, a new life which extends beyond any of our limitations, a new life, a shared life of divinity with Christ. The early church fathers used to say that Jesus took upon our human nature so that we might become divine, that we might share his divine life. This is the promise which Jesus makes to us. And even though we struggle, like Peter did, even as he was walking across the water, even though we doubt, just as Peter did, looking at those big waves, feeling the wind in the air, and suddenly looking away from Christ, even as we drop into the water, as Peter did, Jesus reaches out to us. I think it's interesting that the Lord immediately speaks to the disciples. The Lord immediately reaches out to St. Peter. In this immediacy, the Lord shows his presence to us. This is not some far-off God, some far-off creator God who simply builds his creation and then throws it out there just to do what it will. This is the God of intimacy and immediacy. This is the God who desires to touch our lives, who desires to draw close to us. This is the God who desires to bring us to new life. Despite our sinfulness, despite our pride, he desires to transform us through his grace, through that divine life working in his sacraments, as we're going to receive him here from this altar today, working in and through the various small miracles which we've already experienced in our lives. If we examine ourselves, we know that Christ has already been working minor miracles within our lives. Those miracles of charity, those miracles where he challenges us, invites us to go beyond ourselves and to reach out in charity, to reach out in love, to sacrifice, to offer ourselves. We, if we are willing, can receive that grace. The Lord does not want to force his gifts upon us. All he asks is that we trust in him, that looking out to his outstretched hand, as he calls to us, come across those waters, we are willing to set one foot in front of the other, looking directly at Christ, looking directly at Christ through our prayer, our daily prayer, through our share in the sacraments, through our constant conversion of life, looking at Christ, knowing that even though we might not be able to transform ourselves, he can. If we trust in the Lord who calls to us across the waves, who encourages us, we can make it to him. We can receive the grace. We can overcome through his power, not our own. And so we call upon the Lord in this, our Mass today, and we ask him that he might constantly make himself known in our lives, that we might have the eyes to see his grace, that we might become more and more like him, so that like him, we might reach out our hand and invite others to come, to adventure across those stormy waters, and to enter into an authentic relationship with the only one who gives our life meaning, the only one who can offer authentic happiness and beatitude.